Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater with two of your favorite stars, Edward G. Robinson and Jimmy Durante. And here's the lovely singing star of our show, your hostess for the next half hour, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. In behalf of Henry Russell, his orchestra, and the Crew Chiefs Quartet, I'd like to welcome you to Seal Test Variety Theater. And now it's a real privilege to introduce two of the greatest names in show business, Jimmy Durante and Edward G. Robinson. We're still on page one.
Thank you, Dottie. It's a real pleasure to be here.
You said it, Dottie. That's us, Robinson and Durante, otherwise known as Little Caesar and Big Schnozzola.
You know, Jimmy, standing here like this reminds me of the old days in vaudeville.
It certainly does. Can you remember the old days, Eddie?
Oh, I certainly can. They're so much better now.
By the way, Eddie, I haven't seen you around lately. Have you been busy?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have been rather busy lately in pictures.
Well, speaking of pictures, Dottie, reminds me that I'd like to know whether you could use me in your next jungle picture.
Well, Jimmy, I didn't know you were interested in the jungle.
Why, Dottie, when you mention Abyssinia and Afghanistan, Turinga, and Madagascar...
Yes?
It really makes me realize just one thing.
What's that?
Just how bad my spelling is. You know, I was the only boy in PS-186 wearing an Adam Dunst cap. But since it looks like I won't get in your jungle picture, Dottie, I have to tell you about my new hobby, collecting antiques.
Your auntie, the connoisseur.
That's me, a commensurer. But you should see the 1776 television set I just bought.
Wait a second, Jimmy. Television wasn't invented in 1776.
Yeah? No wonder I've got the only set on the block that gets gorgeous George Washington.
Thank you, boys. And ladies and gentlemen, don't go away because there's going to be lots more of Eddie and Jimmy in just a moment.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Flavor for flavor, there is no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. Every spoonful is smooth and creamy rich, fine-grained in texture, and packed with flavor. Wonderful lip-smacking flavor. Seal Test ice cream is better in every way because it's made with fresh, top-quality milk and cream, pure flavorings, and real sun-ripened fruits and nuts. Then skillfully blended by experts. No wonder it's the most popular ice cream in America by an overwhelming margin. Whenever it's ice cream you crave,
get the best, get Seal Test.
And here she is, the singing star of our show, giving that famous L'Amour once over to that brand new hit tune, Buttons and Bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or shirts that I've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't hold a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gal keep us in those silks and satins and linen that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Jimmy, Eastern trim and wear women are women in the high silk hose and the peekaboo clothes, the French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you think of America's best-known performers and actors, you automatically think of our guest star tonight. His latest outstanding contribution to the enjoyment of America's moviegoers is his performance as a mind reader in Paramount's Night Has a Thousand Eyes. His name, Edward G. Robinson.
Thank you, Dottie.
Carlton, will you do the honors while Mr. Robinson and I wait for the curtain to go up?
Right, Dottie. Our play tonight, starring Edward G. Robinson and Dorothy L'Amour, is called Sleight of Hand, and was written especially for Seal Test Variety Theater by Milton Geiger. Our story opens in a swank cocktail lounge. It is crowded and gloomy. The management figures that if only half of the customers get lit, who needs electricity? The door opens. What did you expect it to do? Whistle Carmen? A furtive, hunted-looking man comes in and sits down at the bar. He slips a lady's beaded purse out of his coat pocket and puts it on the vacant stool beside him and then ignores it. A girl has been watching this suspicious behavior from her table in a corner. Now she gets up and walks swiftly to the bar and snatches the beaded bag from the stool.
I'll take care of this purse, sonny boy.
Hey, one minute there, lady.
Pick up your drink and follow me.
Well, this drink is supposed to pick me up.
Well, we'll take turns on each other. But follow me to my table. Come on.
What about that bag you picked up?
I'll take care of it. I've got away with bags.
Well, you're not going to get away with this one.
Why not? You did.
Do you think I stole that purse?
Never mind. Here we are. Sit down.
Yeah, but...
Shut up.
Oh.
Sit down.
Well, since you ask in such a nice way...
You're in trouble.
What makes you think so?
Well, you were trying to get rid of this purse you snatched.
I was not.
Listen, you looked hunted when you came in, like a man from the Gallup poll the day after election.
I did not steal that bag.
No. You got it as a door prize at the wrestling match.
Oh, I had a date with a girl named Gloria. Her feet hurt, so she stopped at a girlfriend's apartment to change shoes. She told me she'd meet me here.
Sure. And gave you her purse to buy Tootsie Rolls.
Say, now, look, don't you ever give your escort your purse to hold?
Mm-hmm. If both of his legs are broken. Now, let's see what's in the purse.
Oh, the usual portable ladies junk shop.
Hey. Look at the dough.
Hmm?
$10, $20, $35. Not bad.
$35.
Let's have some ice cream.
It was worth $35 in this purse to Gloria not to spend the rest of the evening with me.
I don't get it.
Oh, I'm a sharp number with the ladies. That I am.
No.
No.
Why not?
Well, look at me.
Is there any admission charge?
Well, look at my hair.
Well, that's quickly done.
Call this peach fuzz hair?
Does it have to be mink?
Look at this profile.
Does it have to be Ronald Coleman?
Well, does it have to be Edward G. Robinson?
I don't mind it.
Well, you're morbid.
Well, what about this here Gloria?
Well, I met her at the club tonight, and she let me take her out. Just for laughs, I suppose.
What club?
Well, I'm a mind reader in nightclubs.
They got minds in nightclubs?
Mind reading, magic, sleight of hand, crystal gazing.
Hey, I saw a movie about a guy like you recently.
Yeah, Frankenstein in the Hall of Mirrors.
No. No, Night Has a Thousand Eyes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. It's about a phony mind reader who really begins seeing things on the square.
Oh, he buys a television set, huh?
So, what's your racket?
Well, I'm billed as the great Alley Infree. In a turban and evening clothes, I get by. I get invited over to the tables, and ever so often some chick thinks I'm interesting. So after the show, I take her out. But without a towel around my head, I'm just a splitting headache, I guess. So they give me the air.
Air's good for you.
Yeah, they put it in flat tires.
Look, Professor.
It seems I've got a certain captivating nothing. Now, what's wrong with me?
Nothing.
I read the ads. I gargle. I'm the one man seven who shaves every day. I apply the fingernail test. My eyes sparkle with interest when other people are talking. I am not a squirmer. So what's wrong?
Look, I did you a dirty trick.
How?
I didn't know it would hurt you like this.
Well, what? What did you do?
Well, I put that $35 in this purse.
What for?
Well, I really thought you'd snatched it because you needed the dough. Only when I cased the bag over at the bar, there wasn't any dough. So I put some in.
You put in your own $35?
Not exactly. Detective Lamotte's $35. He's standing over there at the bar.
Well, he must have borrowed it from him before I came in.
Mm-mm. After you came in. Only he don't know it yet.
You heisted a detective's wallet from me.
Shh.
Well, why did you do it?
Well, I thought you were broken. I don't mind if your foliage is thin, and I like your profile.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's rough and tough and kind of sweet under all that ugly.
Huh?
That's straight goods, Mr. Sleight of Hand.
Hmm. Pretty. And light finger, too.
I've given it up as a profession, though.
You'd be great for my act. I need a pretty female assistant.
I'm pretty female.
You're pretty.
You said that.
You're light-fingered.
You said that, too?
You'd have to travel with me.
You didn't say that.
Oh, we'd have to be married, of course.
Oh, you can say that again.
Yeah, give me the detective's money.
What are you going to do with it? Hey!
There, wait a minute. Now that I'm getting married, I wouldn't want my bride to spend a honeymoon in Sing Sing. I want to get this money back into the detective's pocket.
How?
Oh, just a simple matter of sleight of hand.
Now Henry Russell and his orchestra and the crew chiefs put on their hiking shoes and state emphatically and musically that they're walking my baby back home.
Gee, it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song, for I'm reciting a poem. Owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while,
he gives me a smile, I snuggle my head on his chest.
We start into bed, and that's when I get
her powder all over my vest.
After I kind of straighten my tie, I have to borrow a comb. One kiss and I continue again, walking my baby back home.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The largest selling ice cream in America by far is Seal Test ice cream. To be the top-ranking favorite, it has to be more than just good. It has to be better. And Seal Test ice cream is better in every way. It's made with only the finest ingredients. Pasteurized for extra protection. Homogenized for perfect blending, better flavor, and finer texture. And every step from first to last is subject to rigid Seal Test quality controls. This greater care all adds up to better ice cream. The outstanding quality leader of the nation, Seal Test. Always buy the best. Say Seal Test.
Well, Dottie, what is on the musical agenda at the moment?
Jimmy, I'm going to sing My Bill.
I shall awake your glissandos with your enchantment. And, Dottie, when you finish, will you do me a favor?
What?
Tell me what I just said.
Oh,
life at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful. He's just my Bill. Never notice him, his form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love because he's, I don't know, because he's just my Bill.
Without further ado, we bring you that incomparable, inimitable star of the Camel Show, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Let me hear that band. You've got to start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better.
Huh? Mr. Durante! I just heard you sing, and I picked you to be the outstanding singer of 1948.
Thanks, and pray tell, who are you?
I'm the guy who picked Dewey.
If Jimmy Stewart still got that rope, I'd like to borrow it.
Jimmy, I'd like to say it certainly is wonderful seeing you again.
And you know, it's wonderful seeing you again, Dottie. You know, it seems like I haven't seen you in a dog's age.
How long is it?
About 6 months and 3 Cocker Spaniels. And that is a token of friendship. I brought you a little present.
Why, Jimmy, how sweet. What is it?
A bottle of Chanel number 4.5.
You mean Chanel number 5.
4.5. On the way over, it leaked. I smell so good coming in the studio, three ushers winked at me.
I could go for you myself. Tell me, were there any others in your family like you?
Certainly. There was Maria, Miliuch, Bagalaluch, Antonio, Giuseppe, and Trockmorton.
Trockmorton?
An adopted child. But that is neither seal nor test. You know, Dottie, there's been something on my mind.
What?
To be brutally frank, you. You know, I'm a pretty lonesome guy. Could you learn to care for me?
Well, this is rather sudden, Jimmy. It's being whispered about that you're crazy about Esther Williams.
I used to be crazy about Esther, but I happen to be very particular. There was one little habit she had that annoyed me, and I absolutely refused to put up with it.
What was that?
She wouldn't have anything to do with me. So you see, Dottie, it's really you I want.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. You're sweet, but I'm afraid that my kisses and my heart belong to another. You'd be getting a hollow shell.
At my age, you don't ask if the house is furnished. You just move right in.
you're using the wrong approach. You don't have to run after women. All you have to do is sit and let them come to you.
I once tried sitting and letting women come to me.
What happened?
My feet fell asleep. And you... Oh, it's so true, you know. You know, Daddy, I wish I could devote more time to romantical pursuits. But I've been busy in Washington.
Oh, I assume that's so. I just saw in the paper where you attended a dinner the president gave for the ambassador of Mexico.
That's right, Daddy. And I was certainly flattered when the ambassador rapped on the back of my neck with a piece of celery and said, Durante, the Mexican government wants somebody to come down to promote Pan-American relations. Being the American that is most panned by his relations. I accept the portfolio. And I was off to Mexico before you could say, Salutus Abracadus.
I'll bet they loved you down there.
Modesty forces me to agree. Daddy, the population greeted me really effusively.
Effusively?
Yes, I'd spell it for you, but the studio closes at midnight. But anyway, they greeted me effusively, and then the newspapers took a picture of me receiving the key to the city.
Oh, that must have caused a lot of commotion.
You said it. In 24 hours, every girl over 21 changed the lock on her door.
I take it then your mission to Mexico wasn't a success.
On the contrary, Dolly, the Mexican people were so impressed with my achievements, they gave me squatter's rights to 10,000 acres of land. Unfortunately, it was all covered with cactus.
Covered with cactus?
Yes, that's why I didn't exercise my squatter's rights.
Did you get to see any bullfights while you were there?
What a question. Why, on my last day there, I was the guest matador at the bullfight. You should have seen me. I walked into the ring. The bull walked into the ring. I looked at the bull. The bull looked at me. Suddenly, he charged. But instead of dodging, I nonchalantly turned my back on him.
You mean you deliberately turned your back to the bull?
Yes, Dottie. Do you know a cheaper way to get back to California?
Out, Jimmy, and no visit from you would be complete without a song.
I'll be glad to oblige. I just say it with music. That's my tech. I just say it with sweet melodies. That's the language I speak. I could have went further, but there ain't enough notes. The way I play piano makes the girls rejoice. And that ain't all. Besides, I got a melodious voice. And it gets results. Last night, I went around to where my girlfriend lives, stood underneath the window and began to sing. Chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee, chitty bee. Ya, ya, ya. Suddenly, her father opened the door and yelled to her dog, go get him, Rover. It's a Nelly cat. You see, I just say it with music. It's fashionable and it's chic. Why, there's no need to view you with alarm. It's very plain to see the answer to my charm. I just say it with music. That's my technique. Yes, sir. That's my technique.
Thank you, Jimmy. Camels must be very proud of the tones that issue from your T-zone. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few seconds, we're going to give you some great news about our guests for next week.
Get the best, get seal test.
Get on your mark, get set, here it is. The November dessert of the month. Seal test strawberry tarts. Sound good? You bet they are good. A base of smooth, creamy vanilla ice cream, then a generous layer of real, red, ripe strawberries, and on top, a tempting border of honest-to-goodness whipped cream. It's a dessert that'll turn any meal into a festive occasion. Seal Test Strawberry Tarts. And say, there's good news in the flavor of the month department, too. An old favorite back again to delight all you ice cream fans. Seal Test Butter Pecan. Rich and really buttery, with plenty of crisp pecan bits all through it. Enjoy butter pecan often while it's the flavor of the month. And be sure to ask your Seal Test dealer for strawberry tarts.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Dorothy Lamour. Dorothy Lamour will be back with us in just a moment. And now, here are Henry Russell and the orchestra playing Blue Skies. Here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy Lamour.
Jimmy Durante and Edward G. Robinson, I can't begin to tell you how thrilling it was to have had you here tonight. Your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Next week, our guests will be two of your top movie and radio favorites, Betty Hutton and Donna Meachie. So I sure hope you'll try to be with us. Until then, for Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy Lamour saying good night, keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Continuity for Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy Lamour and as our guests, Betty Hutton and Donna Meachie. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
Broadcasting Company.